You'll never catch up.
Wow, my head just exploded.
And in the past, well, it's always in the past, and we can just talk about history, but you can't really change much. So, dear Peachy of the past, what can you say? Well, you know all the answers. Why are you asking me?
Sounds awesome.
So it'll be an R-rated show, and but I'll Danny Echo's here, and he'll echo things that I say.
That's good.
Sound Therapy Radio.
Okay, this is saying so long from the Downlanders Crypt. We'll see you next week with another wild show and another crazy feature.
Yep.
CDSF 90.1 FM.
Peachy here on Sound Therapy Radio, another episode of our beautiful show here on CGSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby. We are live in studio with a special episode that is the gift of love to you for Christmas. So I will be interviewing myself in the present, past, and future, and this will be repeated by Danny Echo and his musical friends. And currently occupying the studio is Roger Laubert, who is on camera here, so we decided to let him in, but he doesn't know horrible things may happen to him psychologically. And Vanessa Claxton's around, she can come in too, so don't go far. Stay on that dial, 90.1 FM, JPG Sound Therapy Radio.
Love tonight, hoping for
safety message.
Here's a sound that could save your life. It means a train is just seconds away. I'm Bill Challenger. Our company makes these whistles right here in BC with one purpose in mind, to let you know a train is coming, and that means danger. You know, trains are so fast and quiet these days, and cars so soundproof, that our train whistles have to cut through the noise. So when you hear one, be prepared and stay alive.
Brought to you by this station, Direction 2006 and Operation Lifesaver.
When they crossed the bridge to cool the planet, we were there. When they dug in for climate change, we were there. When they bicycled for music, we rode along. The Vancouver Community Television Association is looking for people with a passion for the media and the environment. We hope to use the ability of community television to reach out to Shaw's 660,000 cable subscribers and combine this with the global audience of the internet and create a multimedia platform that will sow the seeds of a new reality. In spring 2011, we plan to launch a 26-episode program to be broadcast by the Vancouver Community Television Association. If you wish to get involved, come out on Tuesday, February 8th at 7 p.m. to the Vancouver Community Television Association office at 305B 1067 Granville Street in Vancouver. For more information, contact us at ecovillage@vcommunity.tv.
All right, we're back in the studio, JPG Sound Therapy Radio. For those of you on Twitter, at Sound Therapy Rad, because we're rad and I can't fit IO in the character limitation screen, so please tweet whatever we say, or you could just listen to the show. Word by word, 140 characters or less. All right, we're going to say hello to everybody in the studio here. Hello, is there Danny Echo in the studio? Studio.
Hello, how are everybody?
Introduce yourself, self. I'm going to turn the reverb down here.
I'm Mark from Danny Echo.
I'm Ian from Danny Echo.
And I'm Danny from me. I am Danny Echo, yes.
Okay, I think we can stop the echo now, because once we do the Ryan Fletcher show, will be doing it the whole time, even though you're not on his show, and Melody's in mine. So... tell us why Danny Echo. What does that mean?
Well, it just sounded really good at the time. It's actually...
you're in doubt now at the time, so it's just...
I was totally in doubt, yes. I was... we came back from England in a previous band, and we sort of were trying to figure out a name, and we were going to use my real name, and it didn't really have a good rhythm to it, and I didn't really want to use my real last name.
Yeah, you never picked us at birth. It's like...
Yeah.
And then it's like you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Sucks.
But is one of the guitar pedals I was using was made by a company called Dan Electro, and it's called the Dan Echo.
Oh.
We thought, so hey, that'll be a great name. Then my friend said, well, it doesn't have enough rhythm. You got to have Danny in front of it or something, like Stevie Ray Vaughan and stuff like that. So I said, okay, let's do Danny Echo. And it worked, and people like to repeat it. Like, that's what people do. Whenever they say, hey, I'm Danny Echo, they say, oh, hey, Danny Echo, Echo, Echo. It's all the time.
Yeah, that's great. You should get sponsored by Ricola. Ricola, Ricola, Ricola.
I would help on the road when you Ricola. Burn your voice out.
Yeah. No, it's a great visual name. Congratulations. Stay
Thank
with
you.
It.
Yeah, cool, thanks.
Yeah.
Seems to be working so far.
Yeah, just change your driver's license. So, we also have some people have occupied the studio. Like, I guess they heard the episode. That didn't mean you actually have to occupy the show, but...
Oui, on va t'occuper à 10 minutes.
And they're French, eh? Can you believe it? they were here first, and then they... Millardville, we stole the employees for the lumber mill.
She was here before.
Right, right, yeah. And, yeah... I'd like to acknowledge we are broadcasting on Coast Salish Airwaves... They didn't have radio back then, but OCM, 90.1 FM, Burnaby, OCM.
It's a global show, man.
So Vanessa Claxton is here. Welcome.
Hello.
All the way from Victoria. Or what did they call that island back then over, back in, when you guys were here?
Oceanic, Coast Salish Territory, and Lekwungen.
I can't even hear it. Occupy the microphone, say that again.
Oh, okay. I'm from Vancouver Island, Coast Salish Territory, which is Lekwungen and Oceanic.
Yeah, so I told you. All right, Danny Echo's going to start their first song. Are you ready? What are you going to...
Do you want to do Tomorrow Today first, and we'll do Christmas?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, the theme. Yeah. Sorry, the theme, that's right. So okay. For those of you that missed the intro... This is, I intended to do the show by myself, primarily because I forgot to book another guest. So we usually have a kind of spoken word guest during the show.
I can do half the song spoken word if you want.
Well, you can do whatever you want. This is, whole thing is an art medium, right? And so we generally don't like to self-promote. We love to self-promote. So I was going to do, well, I still am. I am now, presently, going to do a show about Jay Peachy in the past and the future, interviewed by Jay Peachy in the present. So you will hear likenesses of those voices in me, but the content will always be from those times. So I will make sure that acoustically and lyrically you know which one is going with who, but the voice will be the same, because the voice is always the same, but the content may change.
Ah,
right. But it may get older because you're using your old,
I heard that show once,
chords too much.
Or you could be taking helium as a small child. It's still the same voice, but
Doppler effect.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, right. See, I'm just learning these things. I'm just a radio guy. So, and now you have a song that's kind of related to that theme.
Yeah.
A little bit, so go for it.
It's called Tomorrow Today. Let's not talk about tomorrow today. Getting on is getting old. Let's not talk about tomorrow today, but you just won't let it go. Every day into the night, we talk about our future, and it don't seem right to live without you now. Let's not talk about tomorrow today. We're getting on, it's getting old. Let's not talk about tomorrow. Just won't let it go. Every dream that's out of sight fills our conversations. It never seems to work out right when we plan ahead. About tomorrow today, we're getting on, it's getting old. Let's not talk about tomorrow today, but you just won't let it go. You just won't let it go. No, you just won't let it go. Let's not talk about tomorrow today, but you just won't let it go. Let's not talk about tomorrow today. We're getting on, it's getting old. Let's not talk about tomorrow today, but you just won't let it go. You just won't let it go.
Wow, that's what a great response to kind of the mic check, the the show and have this art response. Was that a song you were going to play prior to even me telling you what was going on? Or
Not necessarily. It's sort of been our single for the last little while. We've actually recorded it four different times. The latest time was with a guy named Jeff Dawson in Mushroom Studios.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and we ended up doing a pretty cool video for it in Buddy's kitchen.
Right on.
It was great.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
Which you can all see on our website, DannyEcho.com, if everyone wants to visit that.
There we go. Plug away today, tomorrow, and yesterday.
We will.
So, it's a great thing, because I was just thinking, man, okay, I didn't book guests in the studio. Who the hell am I going to talk to? And it's like, well, I'll just talk to myself. I do it all the time anyway, so might as well do it on air. And it's a gift, actually. It's a gift that of love to each of us individually, to talk to ourselves and to have real dialogue. And regardless of what it is, don't judge yourself for whatever the past is. You know, it's just who you did, you know. You can't hurt yourself really by talking to yourself. It's the actions that you can do. So I'm going to continue the interview here. So this is Jay Peach in the present now. I'm going to Jay Peach in the future is here in the studio, and Jay Peach in the past. And John Prentice is also taking photos. So that'll be his last time in the studio. We're just going to take a quick break.
His arm fell off.
Demarcabine.
Mayhem.
Youth in 57 Minutes, also known as Y57, is a volunteer-based radio show airing once a month. The Y57 program was founded with the intention of serving youth, acting as an outlet for youth expression. The program consists of music and talk radio, generating publicity for up-and-coming local musicians and facilitating discussion regarding issues relevant to Vancouver youth. The program showcases the creative talents and social initiatives of local youth, gaining them recognition in an otherwise privately owned media environment, one of which serves profitability and mainstream ideology over alternative opinion. This outlet empowers youth, granting them a public space to engage in social critique and to share their art.
Each program involves a Youth of the Month candidate, a news piece, and an interview with a local band. The Youth of the Month interview discusses his or her recent achievements regarding an organization he or she has started or participated in and that has developed or contributed to an important youth initiative. The news piece involves profiling or covering an event, organization, or local issue that is youth-oriented. Finally, each show, a musical artist is interviewed while having several of their songs played on air.
To listen to the broadcast and to learn more about Y57, please visit our website at www.y57.ca.
Jay Peachy here, Sound Therapy Radio. We're just taking a quick break here while we clean up the studio. So John Prentice is our photographer. He discovered we used to use cassettes and decided back into it, make an art project. So now we have gremlins. This mouse doesn't allow me to go over this side. The mouse come to this side of... Oh, man. Didn't get cross-checked at the border by the security. So I'm going to read a... public service announcement here, right out of the red binder. Heritage Christmas. See how Christmas was like back in the 1920s. Visit Burnaby Village Museum to experience a traditional 1920s Christmas like in the past. Come see this free admission, beautifully decorated seasonal display located at 6501 Deer Lake Avenue. This event is running until January 1st, 2012. Please call 604-293-6500 or listen to the recorded info at 604-293-6501. All right. So, we're back here in the studio, and we were just going to talk to Jay Peachy in the past. Well, ironically, we spilled tapes we don't use anymore, which are symbolic of... the technology back in the whenever this was, and so this is, these are tapes. We these are actually what they call carts, and this is a station ID, which is number ID 24, 14 seconds. And then this is Radio Goth. This is a show, so you can't hear them, but it's the past. So let's just talk about the past. So, Jay Peachy of the past, now I'd like to ask you the following question. What have you learned about yourself in the past? Well, Jay Peachy of the present, why are you asking me? You would have all the answers. Well, me as Jay Peachy of the present is just checking facts. So, well, what we have determined is you like karaoke. And we wanted to, we actually confiscated your karaoke CD that you sing along in your 94 Honda. And we wanted to tell you why you were listening to those songs. Oh, yes. What was I listening to? Well, you wouldn't know until we tell you. Hold on. So this song, Tragically Hip, it's called Wheat Kings. You were never born in the prairies. You don't know how to, like, chaff a wheat. And so why would you listen to that song? Well, I don't know. We would kind of just hang out in the campfire. And as Tragically Hip, it's Canadian. It's the only way to acquire war stories so that on the hockey rink that you can say you listen to Tragically Hip. Otherwise, you get beat up in the penalty box. Check, that's correct. All right, so obviously Tragically Hip is great Canadian band and somehow has this mystique. It's never gone to the U.S. I'm sure there's a lot of Canadians down there that have actually listened to them live. I'm not quite sure. I don't know the Echoers. You guys could probably tell me or not whether Tragically Hip is actually played in the U.S. or not. Cause
I think back east in Detroit and stuff, they do swing across the border.
Yeah, that's not really Canada. That's still part of Canada.
Pretty much. I mean, it's right there.
That's like going to Surrey.
Saturday Night Live. Back in the day, a long time ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, because, yeah, New York and stuff. That's all the East Coast there. I'm pretty sure they've toured. They've toured the States. I haven't been to a hip concert in the States.
Yeah, see, this is the thing. We're going to have to verify this rumor. So it's a purely Canadian thing. Maybe they do this because they don't want to mess up their brand. They would go down as another band, right? Mm-hmm. And they'd go themselves as, you know, the Botanically Ship or something like that.
They do have another band, don't they, some of the guys?
Oh, do they? See, this is the thing,
right?
I
always forget what they call
it. And maybe there's this conscious effort to not actually go to the States because then, oh, you sold out, you went to the Yankees, right? Like, I mean, how much money really do you need? It's like, how can you sing a Wheat Kings prairie song in Saskatchewan in, like, Florida? It's like, you know. So they went down to
Nebraska.
It could. Yeah, no, but it's a Canadian thing, right? So I don't know, maybe it's just like, well, they wanted to create this separation. Right, this kind of psychosocial protection, right?
I have seen their CD in London, England.
Yeah, but mainstream, like HMV, Virgin, would it be there?
I think it was, yeah.
Oh, really?
That was a long time ago. That was about 6 years ago.
Well, Richard Branson probably has good taste, so maybe. But they did go to New Orleans one, and apparently it was sinking, but I don't know. So I want to continue the interview here now with JPG of the Future. So, Jay Peachy of the future, what can you tell us about the future? It doesn't exist. Why are you bother asking me? Well, stop talking about tomorrow, I guess. Yeah, that's good advice. All right. We're going to get back to you, Danny Echo, here in the studio. So, now, are you guys all from here? Do you live here? Have you colonized from other places or were you born?
I get, you know, actually, none of us were born here, were we?
Yeah, so.
No.
Nope.
You're colonized. You're a colonial people. And then, so where did Vanessa go? What'd you guys do with her?
I don't. Yeah. She what? Freaked out on the table.
Yeah, she's just like, you know, she can feel the energy, right? And I was born here, so, you know, and I get mistaken for First Nation all the time. But maybe talk about where you've come from and then how that, you know, kind of passed and how you relate to being here, like this whole. You know, we're going this time continuing thing. Maybe.
Ian and I grew up in the interior BC. I was from Williams Lake, and he's from 100 Mile House.
Oh, so Horse Lake.
Yeah.
Horse Lake.
Yes. That song, Wheat Kings, man, they're jamming to that Horse Lake. Yeah. Or Canem. Canem and Horse. Yeah, I broke someone's.
Both of those places as well.
Yeah. I broke someone's water ski rope. Like, because it wouldn't let go. it's like, what if I lose it?
Yeah, I love
Canada,
like.
So, yeah, tell us more.
So, yeah, maybe any kind of, maybe any country influence that our band has comes from us from the interior, but whereas Dan, he grew up as a kid in England somewhere.
Yeah.
And well, that's a British influence.
Yeah, I was actually born in Edmonton, but my parents were British. They moved to Edmonton, had myself and my sister, got homesick, dragged us back to Northern England, realized, yeah, it really is a hellhole. It's not a very nice place. Well, there's some really nice places. I shouldn't say that. There's some more.
It's too many people in a cramped space. It's like living in an elevator.
It's an industrial city, really. Dirty old town is, that's what it is. And then so these.
And then you moved to Edmonton.
Moved back to Edmonton, yeah.
That's how they survived, because relatively, you know.
Well, it was gold rush, the black gold, right? And everything back in the 70s. And had my, then we moved here in the early 80s. So, yeah. So I get all my melodicness from all my dad's Beatles records and Pink Floyd and The Who and all that. So
revolutionary at heart, eh?
Yeah.
are they still in Edmonton, or do you have people?
No, they live in Maple Ridge now.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't
handle the hellhole of Edmonton, eh?
They couldn't.
It's like, it just reminds me of London.
Yeah, once they visited Vancouver, and it rains a bit, but it sure is a nice place. Shows a nice city.
Yeah, we like to tell people rains a lot, just that, don't live here.
It's that's what I tell them.
And then they figured it out. Now it's like super expensive to live here. Actually, Maple Ridge, though, man.
Maple Ridge is. I live down in Broadway and Canby area, and that's getting expensive. But
oh, man. I used to live down there quite a long time ago. And, I can't believe how people, survive, man.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, I just rent, but to buy a place there, my goodness.
Well, I was renting in my car. I had a Honda 93 Civic, and the time I lived there, 3 years, it got broken into, 48 times.
Really?
Yeah, it's just dude, just leave your number. I'll let you know what I got, because I got to go to work in the morning. I can't be late. And and one day I, left the rollerblades in there, and the trunk is open. It's like, damn.
Yeah. Well, luckily I have underground parking, so it's pretty safe.
Oh, yeah? Whereabouts is it? What's the address? No, I'm just kidding.
You want the code?
yeah, great. So, talk about living in... how long did you live in Edmonton before coming here? Then you said the 80s,
probably,
right?
Well, I was 2 when we moved to England. And we lived there for about 5 years. And then we moved back to Edmonton for another couple... I think it was another 4 years. And then my little brother was born there. And then we moved to Vancouver because my uncle lived out here. And we kept visiting him at Christmas time. And my dad said, "Do you guys want to move out here?" I said, "Yeah, only if we can have a dog." Because everybody in Vancouver has dogs.
Yeah.
They're walking the dogs everywhere. People in Edmonton, I guess they might have more dogs now, but maybe because it's so cold.
They're frozen.
Yeah, they don't have too many dogs, and at least you don't see them.
Yeah.
So that was the big thing. So we said, yeah, we'll get a dog. And so we said, yeah, let's move to Vancouver.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're like a culture shock in the Commonwealth, eh? You're like...
when I first moved back from England, when I was, I guess I was in grade 2 or something, I remember going out. It was... middle of winter, I guess it was January, or middle of winter, going out, had a skidoo suit, my first one, ran out to catch the bus, pitch black, about maybe 3 feet of snow, minus 30, waiting for the bus, this little kid, and I was frozen. I'm pretty sure I got a bit of hypothermia at that point.
Hypothermia? Or frostbite?
Yeah, that is a culture shock.
You should have wore pants. You didn't mention you had pants.
No, I just had a skidoo suit.
Oh, like a full suit. Oh, yeah. Wow.
But I wore it all day. I was sweating.
You're not climatized, right? Right?
So, it was crazy. Culture and
because coming from, England,
and I couldn't understand anybody.
Everybody's like, what's up? Like, everyone's got their culture.
It's the same weather it is here, basically. But and I even couldn't understand a word of English. Apparently.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what they were speaking in Edmonton.
That's right. It's like Parisian French and Quebecois French. Right?
It was, I just didn't understand it.
Yeah.
But I learned to adapt, and I think.
Yeah, no, it's great. No, I can hear a bit of your accent, too. You still have
it. Yeah, sometimes, it comes out, especially if you're yelling a lot or drinking a lot. They go together a lot.
That's the language. That's it. It's that's right. It's alcohol-induced, linguistics. Eh?
Yeah. It's interesting, yeah.
Yeah, no,
it's the same language, but it's all different words.
Well, this is the thing. It's like, quite active in the Occupy movement, right? So they've got their own language, like Twinkler's